Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bruce Odette, who is the owner of Carpet Exchange in Denver, Colorado. Bruce, how you doing?
Doing good, Kemp. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being with us. Actually, looking forward to talk to you about your involvement with HGTV and Shaw and that program they're rolling out. But before we get into that, just tell our listeners a little bit about Carpet Exchange, if you would.
Well, we've been in business since 1987, and we have 19 stores up and down the Front Range of Colorado and Wyoming. We also have a wholesale group, much like a pro source, called the Flooring Group, too. Mm-hmm. That's one of our 19 locations.
And you sell retail replacements. You got some builder business. What sectors are you in from a flooring perspective?
Majority of our business is in retail replacement. Mm-hmm. We've never done any of the track builder business to any major degree. Mm-hmm. But residential remodel is our major focus.
And you're part of the Floor Focus Top 100 retailers. Actually, just to put it in perspective, you do well over $50 million a year in revenue. So I know you're modest, but you're one of the top 25 retailers in the country. So congratulations for your business success.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bruce, tell me a little bit about market conditions at retail in Denver.
You know, January and February, Kemp, were very difficult months with weather conditions and other obstacles we had in this market. But we saw a significant increase in traffic in March and April, and we're actually on the positive side moving into May. So we're very optimistic that this probably will be our best year in the last 2 years. So
that's
really nice to see.
Now, do you think that's because of all these promotions you're doing, or are those just market conditions?
I think it's market conditions in general. We advertise every day all year long, mm-hmm. So we don't really see individual spikes in our business from one promotion or the other. We're very consistent in the way we go to market. So I have to believe that its market conditions in our area are improving.
Right. Now, you remember last year, things were going real well, and then about May, it was, oh my gosh, what happened? Store traffic just dried up. We're right at that stage. You know, I think we even passed that little blip that was in the stock market from last year a few days ago. So you're even up to today, things are still going pretty well.
We're seeing good signs all the way through this hour.
Okay.
So we're very optimistic this year is going to continue on and be very good.
Well, it's good to talk to somebody that's optimistic. I know there's a little of a hiccup with the price of fuel and what that's doing with people's disposable income. But other than that, I think this could be a good year as long as the consumer has a positive attitude.
I agree. We're not seeing a consumer out there today that's nervous about the gas prices and not spending any money versus a few years back when we had a spike in gas prices. I think we saw a lot more negative repercussions. I think we're seeing consumers that have been holding on to their money for a few years now and being very conservative, starting to doing their home remodel projects and things of that nature. So it's really positive out there right now.
Okay, great. So the reason that we're talking today is because next week I'm actually going to see you in person. I'm coming out to the HGTV Green Home, which I guess was built in the footprint of where Stapleton Airport used to be. So I'm looking forward to seeing you there. But I really wanted to talk to you about HGTV, the whole license that Shaw's rolled out this year and your involvement with that, because not only have you decided to participate, but they've actually shipped you product and they're out there with this program. First off, let me just ask you, what did you see was the advantage of HGTV and the Shaw license?
Well, the HGTV brand, I felt, was really the only brand I've seen in flooring that was really associated to home furnishings remodel business. We've seen a lot of celebrity type endorsements and things of that nature, but nobody that really is tied to the home furnishings like HGTV. With the cult following that HGTV has, they have a very loyal group of people to follow them. The enticement for me was their customers that would be enticed with these flooring products because of the endorsement by HGTV. The other thing that was very interesting to me was the amount of hits they get on their website and the amount of lead generation they could bring into our stores from these hits. And that's really what we're banking on, is additional traffic that's coming in your store that we might not have seen otherwise that HGTV could bring to our stores.
Okay. So from my perspective, I know that it's a unique set of products, carpet and rugs and hardwood and laminate and even resilient, I believe, that are all branded with the HGTV brand name and special displays. You put this in a special part of your stores. Of your 19 stores, how many stores will you have the HGTV set up?
We'll have them in all 19. In fact, they are completely set up right now. Mm-hmm. I think we were the first to have these in the country. We've had them on our floors about 3 weeks, and interestingly enough, the consumers that are coming in gravitate to these displays right away. I mean, they're very comfortable for the consumer to come up to and kind of make sense out of maybe putting a project together. So we've seen initial sales on this launch very good.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, how does this in-store program tie in with the HGTV cable TV show?
Well, they're going to be doing a lot of advertising on HGTV cable network that will now introduce the new HGTV home products. I think carpet and flooring is just one of about two or three initial product categories that will be endorsed by HGTV. And they actually will have a sub-site from HGTV called HGTV Home that will mark these products. And, you know, between Shaw Advertising, their HGTV Home products, and HGTV themselves advertising these products, I believe it will generate many leads.
Okay, so basically, from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, but just the very fact that it's got the name HGTV, when they get in the store, once they're in the store, they see it and they're drawn to it. So that's one way. But there's also going to be some kind of promotion around HGTV flooring, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Shaw's going to do some on a national basis, and then you're going to do some in your market areas? Is that what's going to happen?
That's correct.
Okay. I mean, that's part of the program. You've agreed to do a certain amount of local promotion, and they'll support it with national promotion. Is that right?
That's correct.
Very interesting. And you say so far it's gone well. What are some of the questions that you're hearing out on the floor? Can you tell me a little bit about?
The way that Shaw has merchandised these products makes it very simple for any consumer, whether they're interested in HGTV or not, into making simple, easy buying decisions with their flooring products. I think it's one of the best merchandised racks, because there's a lot of racks out there. Mm-hmm. But this is probably the most well-merchandised rack that I've seen come to market in a very long time.
Okay, now this took some floor space in your retail stores. Did you take some things out, or how did you make this fit into your store?
Yeah, obviously we had to consolidate some things. We don't have any unused space in our stores.
Yeah.
The fixture themselves don't really take a lot of space. It's two-sided displays that can be put in the middle of any showroom, so you don't have to worry about wall space, which is very nice. But definitely we had to do some consolidation to make room for these.
Okay. Now, you know, there's several schools of thought about how you bring people to the back of your store, or do you hit them up front with a display like that? How did you merchandise these in your store?
Most all of these are at the front of our stores.
Okay. All right. So this is going to be a big deal for you. Now, I know next week Shaw is actually tying in with you on another HGTV promotion. For the third or fourth year, they're doing the HGTV Green Home. And as part of that, a lot of people are coming to Denver, so you're going to be the host of an event there. Is that right?
That's correct. That's the launch of the HGTV Green Home, which they do one home giveaway every year. If you watch HGTV, it's a big deal that they make. And we will be viewing the HGTV Home with all of our sales associates and managers, along with the HGTV designers. There's going to be a lot of the products used in the HGTV Green Home that we will be selling on our HGTV rack. So there's a lot of cross-selling opportunities for us, especially because the Green Home's in Denver this year.
Right. And, you know, there's got to be local tie-in, because I'm sure the newspapers are running this, because they're giving this house away. I mean, this is probably a $300,000 home that you can go online and
register to win.
Yeah, register once a day. I think there's some people that go every day to this thing. And that ties a lot of business into Carpet Exchange, doesn't it?
I think it does. And I think we're really fortunate with the launch of the home furnishings products just coming out right now, and the HGTV Green Home being in Denver, we were real fortunate to have all those synergies working at once.
Well, Bruce, thanks for spending time with us today. Again, we've been talking to Bruce Odette, the owner of Carpet Exchange, a 19-store chain based in Denver, Colorado. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.